Hello everyone, I've just hit 4,000 subscribers, so I thought I'd do a bit of a channel update recommendations video, because there are some great people out there who I don't think are quite getting the coverage they deserve. I'd like to start by recommending That Guy T. He's young and he's new, and you can tell because he's not bitter and cynical. he does very good videos, and his response videos are particularly funny. And he's definitely worth checking out. He's got a great sign-off too. It's really funny. Next, I'd recommend Dr. Random McCam. I recommended him in one of the Hangouts, but I understand if a lot of people didn't see them. His evil pandering was frankly nothing short of hilarious. So thoroughly recommend him. The old stalwarts, Chaz Wald Almighty, you're probably all familiar with him anyway, but he's always fighting the good fight, so I thought I'd recommend him. I'd like to recommend Doom Rules, who is also very good. He's a lot more reserved than I am, but he's still very good. If you're not aware, there's a blog by someone called Judgy Bitch, who has the tagline, "The Radical Notion That Women Are Adults." She's just started a YouTube channel. I'm a particular fan of Davis NJ Arini. He looks and sounds a great deal like Kane from Command & Conquer, and he's done an excellent homage to it in the video called A Message from Kane, and it's incredible. It's absolutely fantastic. He's got a great persona. He sits there with a cigarette and a glass of whiskey and gives very interesting perspectives on things. I definitely recommend him. He's very, very worth it. And lastly, I'd like to recommend Martin Willett, who's an Englishman whose videos I particularly admire. He's a middle-of-the-road thinker, you know. He seems to maintain some sort of sensible intellectual balance in the world. And obviously with feminism tilting the scales in the direction of radical extremist genderism, he has to address that fairly often. But he also covers British politics as well, if that's what you're interested in. I'd like to, again, thank everyone who's backed me on Patreon or donated via PayPal. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how much you're helping me out. If you guys are interested in doing a Google Hangout, or if you've got any requests, specific requests for videos, please message me on Patreon or leave a note when you donate on PayPal, and I'll certainly cover those, because you're the guys who are really keeping me afloat at the moment. So it's, you know, I owe you guys so much. So anything that I can do for you that you'd like, I would definitely like to do. More than happy to do it. And now that I've figured out these Google Hangouts, I can actually make that happen. So please do contact me. And last but not least, I'd like to give a thanks to Thunderfoot. I'm honoured that such a popular YouTuber is a viewer of any of my videos. I certainly don't consider myself in the same league, so when he likes one of my videos, it drives an awful lot of traffic to my channel, and I do appreciate that. But not only that, I really appreciate the work he's doing. I mean, I'm not a science guy, but I enjoy his science videos because he makes it very accessible. But not only that, he just talks sense. And that's all I want out of the world, you know, just some bloody common sense. So, again, big thanks to Thunderfoot. I'm sure you're all aware of him. I mean, I'm sure most of you are at my channel because of him, so again, I owe him a great deal of gratitude. So, again, and thanks to everyone for listening and the comments and pulling me up when I'm going wrong. Again, I keep saying it, but it's true. I appreciate that as much as anything else. One of the things I've noticed over the time I've been doing this is that it's hard not to become as extreme as these people, because they are extremists, you know. To label any kind of criticism of women as innate hatred of women is ludicrous, and I will be doing a video on the concept of misogyny at some point, because it's nonsense to call someone a misogynist unless they hate all women and there is no way these women could redeem themselves in this person's eyes. If that's the case, then yes, you're a misogynist. If all women are irreconcilably despicable, then you're a misogynist. If someone is doing something stupid or saying something stupid and they happen to be a woman and you criticize them for it, that does not make you a misogynist. So do not let these fucking cunts tell you you are. It's bullshit and I'm sick of it. Anyway, rant over. Thanks for being with me and I'll keep doing what I do and I hope you keep enjoying what I'm doing. Take it easy, everyone.